Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yeah, look what you did, you little jerk,
okay,
DZ.
Okay, now.
I get this text from DZ this weekend telling me about what he did to my nephew, Sammy.
Not my son right now.
What you did to my nephew. Forget your son. And I am distraught over it, and I think Sammy should be too.
Because
go
tripping.
Ahead.
You're
tell
tripping.
Everyone what you and Aaron did to my little nephew.
You better include my wife in this, because it's not just me on the chopping block.
Well,
this
sounded
is DZ
like
and Aaron.
All right, what did you guys do? Tell everyone, and they can really decide if you're the jerks, Halloween edition.
So remember how I was telling you we went to Spirit Halloween also over the weekend?
Which didn't it feel like there used to be 15 of these stores and now there's like five?
There's only a few.
But fine.
But whatever.
Whatever.
Neither here nor there. Nothing
at State Fair Park this year. No pumpkin.
There's enough to still find one in your area.
Thank you. You're right. Go ahead. And?
So we hit the one in our area, mm-hmm. right? We went to the Cudahy location.
Yeah.
We're at the Spirit Halloween. It was popping. I mean,
yep.
Popping.
They're busy.
It was busy.
Was there still a ton of stuff there though?
Great. It was still
great.
Great selection, right? Great selection. So,
yeah.
You know, we're moseying around.
Yeah.
The boys are messing with all the animatronics because that's what they love. They're on display.
Which is so funny, yeah.
And well, they love and are quote-unquote scared of.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
whatever. We finally get to looking for the boys' costumes and we're combing the aisles, scoping through.
Yeah.
Sammy said that he wanted to be a shark, right?
Oh.
Like, all right, great.
Okay.
Whatever you want to be, my boy.
Okay.
We're all about promoting your creativity and what you want to mm-hmm. do in your life. So as we're combing through the aisles, we don't really see any sharks.
Mm-hmm.
The one shark costume that we see is giant. It's a huge.
It's like an adult.
It's basically like a teen's costume for a shark. And I'm like, okay, he can't wear that.
Sure.
We see a hat. That's a shark
He's
hat.
He's four.
He's
yeah.
four. He wants the whole get up. We're like, Papi, you want mm-hmm. the hat? He's like, no, I want to be a whole shark. I won't be.
What? He's like, okay, so he's stuck on the shark. Got
stuck
it.
On the shark.
Got it.
We bend a corner and dun 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 dun. Or
what?
Should I say, do 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 do.
No.
There's a baby shark costume.
Hey, dude.
And he loses it. He goes, ahí está. There it is. Papa, mama, ahí está. There
he
it is.
He sees the dang costume he wanted that you were trying to.
It's the shark. I want to be a shark.
When you and Aaron took Sammy into the Halloween store, did you plan on getting him a shark or did you have a secret talk where you were like, dude?
We're going to get him whatever he wants.
Okay,
if we find the costume he wants, we're going to get it.
Well, then why were you upset when you hit the baby shark?
Because it's baby shark. Do. And we
it's
don't
annoying.
do that at our house.
That's annoying.
We don't watch Baby Shark. We've never seen Baby Shark. We're not a Baby Shark household.
I haven't
household.
Either. I just know the song.
They went through the period of everybody sang the song. And obviously, with two boys, they're going to sing the song.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really endeavor into
yeah.
that.
Okay.
Right? So we
but
looked
it's his,
at-
it's his freedom. It's creativity, right? Right? Let Sammy be who he wants to be. Didn't you just say that, DZ?
mm-hmm. So what happened was...
So tell me what happened, DZ.
We were all about the creativity.
Oh, sure you were.
Until he got to the baby shark costume and we went, dude, okay, listen.
Okay,
We can look for a great white. We can look for maybe a whale shark.
I thought you were supporting his endeavors.
Until...
I thought you were supporting him, DZ and Aaron.
Me and my wife, Aaron, do not want to hear baby shark do for the next 14 days or however long it is until we get to Halloween. And then all day while we're trick-or-treating and anytime he wears the costume.
Yep.
Because when he wears the costume, he's going to to want to hear the song. And when he hears the song, he's going to sing the song.
It's going to be annoying.
And anytime he wears the costume, it's not just going to be when we're out of the house.
Welcome to being a parent.
He's going to be wearing the costume inside the house. Because we've been through this with all the other costumes.
And you got that dang song in your head.
Non-stop.
We told him no. Sarah texted in, DZ's not the jerk, even though he hasn't told the story yet. Get out of here, Sarah.
We told him no. We told him no.
Okay, well, then you're the jerk. You know why? Because I would support you. I don't even need to hear anymore. I would have supported you and agreed it's annoying. But at the beginning, you screwed yourself because you said you were going to let Sammy be who and what he wants to be for Halloween. You were going to give him creative expression. Mm. We are creative people. That's what we do. And then you took him in there and you went, oh, it's creative to a point.
See,
you know what?
We're the creative directors.
You know what, Sammy? We said we were going to let you pick and be who you want to be. But you know what? That's not working for us.
He has no clue what the baby shark even is. All he did was see a shark costume that he thought would fit him.
And whoever texted in, if he's never seen Baby Shark, then how did he know that it came from Baby Shark? You guys, Baby Shark's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I've never seen it, but I know what it is. We've all seen the song. You don't have to be like a rocket scientist to know.
I almost guarantee you he has watched it at daycare. We're not a Coco Melon household. He's never seen it at home, but we know he knows Coco Melon because of daycare. That's not the point. The point is we literally looked him in his face after finding a shark costume that would fit him and said, yeah, nah, my boy, strictly because it was Baby Shark.
Sarah said, actually, he is the jerk now that I heard the story.
Oh, no. Hey, Sarah. Wait, come back. No, come back, Sarah. Sarah, no. We had you in the first half. Come on, dog.
Somebody said huge jerk on our text line. Oh, my gosh. Taylor from Milwaukee, she said, I'm saying the jerk, Baby Shark, was created to punish parents.
It was.
Oh, geez.
So, you know, you should be saying not the jerk.
Dang. Nope, sorry. Nope.
We said no. We said we'll look for a different shark costume.
I actually think you're the... Look, as a parent, I want to have your back so hard because I know what it is when they get annoying with these things, but I can't. So you're the jerk, okay?
Wow.
414-533-1037. Sammy, you know I got your back.
Well,
you
now
call Auntie Allie. Now, TT Allie's here whenever you need me. I got you.
TT Allie's about to go buy a 4T baby shark costume.
You're damn right. Oh, wait. God. So wait, you did not get it.
We didn't buy the costume.
And you bought what instead?
We left. We said we're going to look at a different store for a different costume. We didn't buy any costumes.
Autumn and Kenosha said, jerk, DZ, this is Sammy's world. You're just living in it.
Whoa, excuse you. I'm paying for it, too.
So, welcome to parenting.
Facts, though.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Checkmate.
What?
Baby Shark costume can arrive overnight if I send it to your house and I know your address.
Don't make me throw something at you.
Checkmate.
Bro. Don't make me throw something
Checkmate.
At you.
Checkmate. Okay, so is DZ and Aaron the jerk? And Aaron, the jerk. She's going to kill me for this one. Because I got to go back to your house someday, you know?
Yep. You got to come over.
Shoot.
Yeah. Guess who's taking him trick or treating now?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Fine. You know what? Sammy, you come on over here. Come on. Your 4-year-old Sammy wanted to be Baby Shark. That was his thing. And you guys said you were going to let him be whatever he wanted.
He just said a shark.
And then you got to the store, and then you saw Baby Shark, and you went, no, not that one.
Well, because he freaked out. He was like, there's a shark costume right there. And we're like, yeah, but you can't be that shark. You're going to be a great white, my boy, not a baby.
Kaylee in Watertown texted in, jerk. Come on, DZ. This is all part of being a parent. How rude.
You Rudy.
Don't worry. I got him. I'm on Amazon right now, so I can send Sammy the costume he wants.
No, thank you.
Don't you worry.
No, thank you.
Let's start with Tiffany in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Girl, DZ did not buy the costume.
We did. We really didn't.
Jerk
I promise
or not
you
the jerk?
I cannot believe it. DZ, such a jerk.
Right?
Wow. Why?
He's 4, dude.
But he doesn't watch Baby Shark.
So what?
The fact that he saw it, like, it would have been different if you, like, maybe, like, I hid it from him and he didn't see it, but he saw it. Mm-hmm. I would have probably started playing this song on my phone, amped him up, like, guess what?
Yeah.
There's a song that goes with this costume.
Baby Shark. Yes. We're going to annoy DZ because he wouldn't buy it.
He knows the song is not the problem. The problem is that he has no clue that it is Baby Shark or related. He just saw the shark and went, ooh, shark. And we went, but then that's going to promote the song for hours and days and years to come.
Because
then now,
is
guess
he?
What? Danny is also going to wear that Baby Shark costume, and it's going to only permeate in our lives for the next 4 years.
What size
Don't
is he?
Do this to me.
What size is
Not
he?
Your size. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to order it and I can't because I don't know what size he is.
Uh-huh.
Fine, all right.
I have an 8-year-old. Get used to it. Like, I can strongly suggest my ideas for sure, but at the end of the day, like, whatever she picks, it's dorky or silly or
anything,
you gotta go with it.
You gotta go on.
Auntie Allie found one. Okay, thank you, Tiffany. I agree. He's a jerk. Man.
Bye.
Appreciate you. I'd say love, but no.
You're crazy. Go to Maya in West Dallas if you want to pull her up next. Hi, Maya. Good morning.
Hi.
Is Deezy and Aaron the jerk for not buying Sammy? They said he could be whatever he wanted. They took him to the store. He picked out a baby shark and they said, not that one.
Mm-mm, not that one.
Unbelievable.
Mm-mm. No, he's not the jerk.
Come on.
No, go on. Go on. Go ahead. Let her talk.
Okay, listen. I looked it up. This song has been out for 10 years.
So?
I have 9 siblings, all under the age of 17.
Uh-huh.
They were all about it 10 years ago. It was horrible.
I can't believe it's been 10 years. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have guessed that either, but it's been the same thing. Think about all of the costumes from all of the different, you know,
from Paw Patrol to
Spider-Man. Yep. They've been around for 100 years, and we still dress up as them.
None of them have annoying
none of them got a doo-doo song attached.
Doo-doo song. Okay. So Maya,
until the song's playing in your ear all day.
Girl, I can't stand the song either, but I will do whatever I need to for my nephew, which is why the costume is getting ordered,
Sammy.
Okay?
Would you do this?
Sammy, you know what? Thank you, Maya.
Thank you, Maya. No, thank you, Maya. We love you. Have a great day, Maya. Appreciate you.
Unbelievable. All right, fine. So now we're split down the middle. Just let the kid be what he wants to be.
And he could be anything.
That's what you said, and then you said no.
Baby shark. Anything but baby shark.
Anything? Because what if you go back and it's another trend you don't like and you can't say no now? You said anything.
As he gets older, this is going to get increasingly harder. And as he gets older and really expresses himself and goes, no, this is what I would really like to be, bet. If he can give me a nice, logical, concise, you know, full thought out presentation.
Knock it off. He's 4. Go to Lisa
and
Sheboygan.
Until he can do that, it's my world.
You're out of your mind
and
right
I'm
now.
And I'm paying for it.
You shouldn't have taken him to begin with. You just teased him. You're a tease.
You're right.
You're a costume tease.
No, you're right. You're right.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, who knew we'd be fighting over a baby shark costume, but this has got me hot because poor Sammy.
What's happening?
Poor Sammy. Is Deezy and Aaron the jerk for not letting Sammy be a baby shark after he said, they said he could be whatever he wanted?
Come on, Lisa.
Bro, I know we fam and all, but you're a jerk.
Enough said. Thanks, Lisa. Bye.
You know, I have teenagers now, all girls. Do you know how many episodes of Dora I watch? Get over it.
All of the songs that we heard over and over, and Dora's a good one, Paw Patrol, all of them are annoying and get in your head if you hear them enough.
Dora, come on.
You went into that store with the intention of getting him what he wanted within reason of, you know, age appropriate, and he wanted to be a shark. He saw it. He loved it. Come on.
Yeah, and you know what?
Like,
whoever texted
him, have it.
Don't forget to order one for Danny, too. You're right. You know what?
Chill
they
out.
Should
okay.
both have be sharks.
Oh, well, then you better get mom and dad shark, too. No.
I'm not getting you one. You don't support the cause.
Hey,
you're a hater.
I'm not getting you one.
Stand y'all, bro.
Well,
how am I the jerk?
Well, we can't stand you either. The
$45 for a baby shark costume?
Yep. You said he could be whatever he wanted, and then you lied.
They're tripping.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're going to spend more time and money going to different stores trying to find a different shark costume that's going to cost probably not any less, and it's going to be like more like stressful that way.
Oof.
And he's not going to like it as much, so think about that. Come on, DZ.
Didn't even have to get an attitude when
shark
she said
him
it.
Up.
Y'all ain't convincing me. No baby sharks here.
Oh, Jennifer and Racine texted in. Get a 5T, Allie. DZ's canceled.
Chill out. Hey, chill out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Why you gotta say that? Hold on. Whoa. How you know my kid's
size? It's okay. All my friends are canceled. Just listen to the Taylor Swift song. It's great. Okay. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Bye.
Lisa, we love you.
Bye.
She has a song about all her friends are canceled. That's a real thing. So anyway, it's okay. All right. So DZ.
What?
You know what? You're a jerk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.